do some of that. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Maggie.
You ready to start?
I am.
Okay, let's do it.
Big Labia Energy, the podcast with Julie, Pasha, and Maggie.
Big Labia Energy, the podcast.
I like the very end of that song. Well, I mean, I like the whole thing.
Okay.
It's silly.
All right.
Hi. Welcome to Big Labia Energy, the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm Maggie, and that is Julie, and yep. Pasha's ill today.
Yep. Pasha's out.
Pasha's out.
She called in.
She called in. She's silly.
She's taking one of her sick days.
She's taking a sick day. Yeah. Well, and we allow that because we treat women well.
Yeah.
We pay them equally to men on the dollar. We give them the same, if not better, benefits because they get pregnant. And she's utilizing her.
And they get sick.
They get sicker and sicker. Wait, that's not true.
They get sicker and sicker. They get sicker than men. They call out more.
We should deserve more sick days, don't you think?
Yes, because we get sick of men.
Yeah,
and we need more sick days because we are sick of men.
I started doing this joke that I say, listen, I can make a fake emotional connection to men. I do it every day at work.
I love it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a good line. It's about Love is Blind. And
because you talked last week about how you wanted to do it.
Yeah, and I say, you know what they need? They need a couple of Uggos, all right? And I'll volunteer because I know I can make a fake emotional connection with a man. I do it every day at work. And so then when it's the day comes, it's a big reveal. It's just me and my cleats with a hockey stick. And I'm like, let's make some babies.
Cleats and a hockey. Have you played hockey? Cleats and a hockey stick.
Yeah, but cleats is such a funny word.
I know, but when you say cleats in a softball glove, why don't you make it at least?
Well, because it's more fun to have it not make sense. I just want the dykiest things possible. So when you get the big reveal, you'll be like, oh, no, Love is blind. It's not blind. Wait, whichever.
I just love the thought that you would do that. And then they'd be like, oh, my God, this is my dream person. Yes.
I think that could totally happen.
Yeah.
I could totally bait and switch them.
I think you should do it.
How do you do that? I mean, they only hire like 20-something model-looking people.
Well, go do it. And then if
they
don't
hire... like, they should have like a deaf person. They should have like a disabled person, a blind person. So the big reveal, they're like, is the love gonna... does it conquer all or does it not?
Well, if they don't hire you,
then
you could get a lawsuit. And then you get...
money?
Pay, yeah.
Okay.
And you're all about that coin.
We all know about that Benjamin.
Look at all your investments strewn all over the table.
I do what I can. Yeah. You know, I have a lot in Bitcoin and some in Doge and Shiba Inu.
And I don't even know what... those sounds like dog breeds.
They are. There's dog coins out there.
I got a lot in Bulldogs.
Oh,
I got
English
a lot
Bulldog
in
is sky high
Saint
right
Bernards.
Now. Yeah, it's amazing how it's climbing. I did buy one. There's one like Bitcoin thing that the value of it is 0.000035. And so I bought millions of it. And so if it ever gets to a dollar, I'll be a multimillionaire.
Wow.
But it's, you know, that's a lifetime away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that funny, though?
Well, your grandchildren will probably...
I don't have children. How am I going to have grandchildren?
Yeah, but by then you might.
With the guy from Love is Blind.
Exactly.
Because he'll be like, I still love you, baby. Remember when we emotionally connected like that? It's amazing.
So there you go.
Okay.
You got a bright future ahead of
you, Maggie. What's the oldest lady who's been pregnant and had a successful baby? Do we
know
that?
We would know if Pasha was here.
I know. She likes to look things up.
She's a researcher.
She's like Johnny on the spot.
Yep.
She'd be like, continue talking. Then she'd be like, 87.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, my God, that's too old.
I don't multitask.
No. One thing at a time.
And I do a pretty shitty job at it. So.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you do not.
I don't.
No, see,
I
you
do.
Don't.
I mean,
you
I do.
I don't. I do. Don't. I do.
I do.
All right.
I do a shitty job at it.
What do you got going on? What's going on?
You know, just the old pen pal lifestyle. Yeah. Yeah.
Pen pal lifestyle. It's funny to me.
Yeah. I did get two pen pals that said that they would subscribe to my OnlyFans, so I feel like that's going to be a thing.
Do you have an OnlyFans?
I'm working on it.
Are you real?
Remember when we went to that show in Bismarck?
Yes.
And then I talked to a lady after the show.
Yes, the feet lady, wasn't it?
No, she texted. She's a texting pen pal.
Okay.
And so I talked to her, and then...
She got paid, though, somehow, right?
Yeah, because she does texting. She does texting OnlyFans.
Wait a minute. I'm so confused, and it's my age. Yep. But so you're on OnlyFans, and you text?
Yeah, so sexting.
Oh.
It's not like texting. Okay. Good day, fine sir. Good morrow.
How are your crumpets?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. What did you have for breakfast
today?
Wait.
Someone's coming in here. Go ahead.
She was 73 years old.
Ah! Oh, gross. Can you imagine having a baby at 73?
No. Oh, thanks for the Pasha cameo.
Yeah, thanks, Pasha.
73. You could be a great grandma by then.
Yeah, great, great grandma. Oh, I mean, if you're having kids
16,
at 16,
17, sure. Holy
that's
buckets.
Gross.
Did the child live? Weird.
That's too old.
Yeah, it is way too old. Like, I'm way past it already. You know what
you're
I mean?
You're not going to see that kid graduate.
You're not going to see that kid walk.
You're not going to see it come out of your uterus.
You die on the table.
Yes.
Be like, my death bed.
Nope, not going to make it.
Baby. That's just nuts to me.
No,
that's crazy.
That's too old.
Man, I love it though.
Gross.
I'm not going to. This uterus is closed for business.
Yes.
Okay?
Amen.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. There's no more.
Me too.
Okay. What were we talking about before? Your pen pal?
Oh, sexting.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So sexting. She's on OnlyFans and she does sexting, but she makes money for that. Like people pay her?
Yes, people pay her. And
what's the going rate for that? $1 a sex? $20 a sex?
I don't know, but there's actually sites that set up that you can work through.
Really?
Yep. And the other thing is you can set it so that people from your home state, you can set it so that you can deny certain states be clients.
Oh, okay.
So like if you don't want like...
Your neighbor.
Yeah.
Right. That would be awkward.
Yeah.
Hi, Jeremy. I can't even do a fake one.
So, yeah, which I think is interesting that you can be like, nope.
Yeah.
So she doesn't have... North Dakota and I think Minnesota because I think she has too many family members in those.
Which
states.
Is smart as shit.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm really curious as to what you mean. So I guess what I'm asking you is, do you want to be a sex worker? Because I feel like that's where you're heading.
I'm not against it. I mean, I feel like that's what pen pal life is already grooming me for. So why?
Or that a dominatrix. A nine-time dom.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know. I picked up another person. Yeah, so I'm nine-time dom this week.
Right?
And I don't know why it is.
And you do say 50-some-year-old woman from the Midwest, right?
Yes.
That's what's so funny to me.
It's like
that pasta recipe.
Road trips. Yes, it's got to be the Christian singles.
Yeah. They're into it, dude.
And that recipe for the bisexual Catholic swingers club.
Yeah. God, that's crazy, dude.
Because there's no other reason that people should want me to dom them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, except he'd probably be a great dom.
Although the last guy that I met is super sweet, and he's not trying to force me to dom him, which I think is going to make me actually want to dom him.
Oh.
So I do feel like I might get in the dom biz.
Okay.
Oh, there's another guy, though, who's a switch, who does both dom and being dom.
And sub. Isn't that called sub? Dom and sub?
Yeah, dom and sub.
Okay.
But I say
dom and being dommed.
Yeah. That's gonna be my reality show. Dom or be dommed.
You have to figure out if you're on top or not.
Yep.
Okay. You could have like Fear Factor challenges to become the dom.
Dom or be dommed. On the next Dom or be dommed.
I want to watch that show so
I know.
Bad.
Does that sound amazing?
Yes. Can we pitch it somehow?
Between that and Bobby's booty call, Bobby Flay's booty call.
You have like the three contestants run into a room that just has all kinky sex toys and they have to somehow do
figure,
something.
Yeah.
figure out something. God, it's like an escape room, except, oh, God, that's funny.
I think
funny.
It'd be so...
I would watch that show, actually.
I know, it'd be amazing.
I totally would watch that show.
I know.
Dumb or be dumbed. That's hilarious. Why are you so funny, Julie?
So this is, this is what goes through my head all day.
That's why you're a gem. That's why you are a hidden treasure.
You're a real peach of a person.
I'm trying to pay you a compliment, goddammit.
I don't take them well.
No, I guess
not. I make sure all my pen pals know that.
That's because you don't want a legacy.
No, I make sure my pen pals know that, that they can only give statements. They can't give compliments.
You're scaring me that you have a cord in your hand, too. You look like you're about to strangle somebody.
I wasn't going to strangle myself.
Okay,
I was just
good.
Playing with it.
I thought you were coming at me.
No, I'm not coming at you.
You're like, I'm learning to dom. Here
well,
I go.
You rolled up your sleeves like you would arm wrestle.
I got hot.
You got hot?
Yeah, I got hot.
Okay.
I'm not really. I don't want to arm wrestle. I don't want any physical confrontation at all, actually.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
You stay on that side of the table and I'll stay on this side of the table.
Boundaries.
I like it.
I'm supposed to be working on boundaries with my therapist, but it's not good.
Why not?
You don't have any? I don't have good boundaries.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, do you have an example at all?
No, but she gave me a worksheet of how to work on boundaries.
Really?
And then none of them are... Apply.
Because you just can't do it or what?
No, I'm just like too nice. I just want
to. I get that too. I think it's a Minnesota thing. You know what I mean? Like you just want to please and avoid confrontation.
Yeah.
And if you set a boundary, you have to enforce it, which means confrontation and hardship.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
I don't like it.
Get a new therapist.
I should.
Yeah, that's all you have to do.
But then she really appreciates my costumes and stuff, so.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Does she? Or is she just saying that?
She likes it, yeah. I make her laugh.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So.
You are very festive.
I am.
It's a positive quality.
Yeah, I got to think of one for this week, though. I don't know if I have one.
We went to this tropical party, like a hot tub party.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, sweet. I can break out the Hawaiian shirts, the Lays, the funny sunglasses, you know, everything like that.
Yeah.
And then I totally forgot.
Oh,
and showed up in a
worst.
Goddamn sweatshirt.
That is the worst.
Yeah. Oh. The fun part about that party, I thought, was that they turned the heat up to like 90 in their house.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
So everyone was just like sweating and wearing the swimsuits. And that was really fun.
Then they're going to get the bill. It's going to be like $7,000.
Yeah. You know. They started a fire in the living room. No. But he literally turned on the oven and opened the oven.
No way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were making cookies, but he still turned the oven on and added heat to it. That was, they had like little real coconuts that they like drilled a hole in and then made coconut blender drinks and put them
fun.
In there. It was really fun.
That's cool.
It's a great idea.
You have fun friends.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah. Oh.
Did you meet him on Facebook?
Bumble. No, I'm kidding. It's Pasha's friends.
Oh, God. Oh,
through
Pasha. Pasha does have fun friends.
Pasha has amazing friends.
Speaking of Bumble, so you know I'm on Bumble BFF.
Your Bumble friends.
Yes. And so it's all women, but then I got a guy that came across on there, and he had the obligatory big fish photo, and I was like, yeah, what the hell? I'm going to try this.
No.
So I accept, and I'm like, he's on BFF. He has to know that it's just, we're just friends.
It always leads to more.
But I
tell me it didn't.
Well, I don't know. I just accepted last night. And then.
So we'll see. We're waiting to hear about that
one. Yeah, and when we matched.
What is your picture, by the way?
It's not me.
Can you describe it?
It's a very pretty looking lady.
Okay.
Or like, not over the top looking.
Yeah.
But just like a
girl next door.
Average look. I think I had an AI generated.
Oh, nice.
Like I said, what generate a picture of a 50 something lady who is in a midlife comedian.
That is hilarious. Yeah. Was it wacky at all? Because comedian?
No, it's just like normal looking or whatever.
Nice.
So
we have yet to hear about fish guy.
Yes.
Okay.
But everyone,
keep us posted.
Everyone that's on a dating site always talks about the guys in their fish pictures.
Yeah, so it's like, over the top.
Yeah, let's see what this is all about. Yeah.
I think you can string them along and fish them.
Well, I want to string them along, but I want to see.
I was just trying to throw out fish references.
Oh, gotcha. Bait them.
Yeah.
Get him on the hook.
Get him on the hook, yes. For sure. Put him in your net.
Could do this all day long.
Fry him up.
I feel like we're a good good improv team.
We really, that was really amazing, right?
Really
there.
Subpar.
Subpar. That could be our team name.
Subpar.
Subpar. Please welcome the Subpars.
Here they come.
It's Julie and Maggie. They're Subpar.
Have you seen that? It's on Instagram. Subpar. She does drawings of people that leave reviews for national parks.
No.
And it's like subpar reviews. So people that leave like bad reviews of national parks. And she's an amazing artist.
Okay.
And she'll do a real nice drawing, but then it'll be a review of like, I don't understand why people like the Grand Canyon. It's just a bunch of rocks.
No and, yeah. way.
And it's like she'll have the review underneath it. Or okay. Like, I stared at the sunset for hours, and I don't get what everyone thinks.
Oh,
of. Yeah.
My God.
It's Subpar Parks, I think, is the name of it. But okay. It's amazing. Like, her pictures are so amazing. I think she has a book, and she makes posters and...
I love those reviews, like when they go on vacation and they're like, I couldn't believe how sandy this beach was. They should have told us how much sand there was.
Yes,
stuff
and that's
like
exactly
that.
What it is. It's like it's reviews hilarious. Like that. And then, but then she has a real nice drawing and posters of it. But then it's just like
it was so warm and they didn't even have anywhere air conditioning outside or something like that. And you're like, are you you're on vacation?
Yes.
This is supposed to be like that.
Yes.
You dumb dumb.
You're so dumb.
I can't handle
you're
it.
You're like, is this real or not? I don't know, but you're dumb.
You think people are trolling and just like making it up?
People
it's
are
hilarious
dumb.
Though. Yeah. I think that was like Sandals Beach Resort reviews or something like that. Yeah.
What Sandals. That reminds me of The Office, Michael Scott going to Sandals.
Is that where God, that's such a good show.
It really
I don't
is.
Think I ever watched like the last season or so.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind
I'd
of
go through
the
that
shark.
Again though.
Yeah. What are
it's
you
so
watching?
Good. What am I watching?
Did you start watching Couples of Thrubble?
No, but I really want
to.
I want to. We had a listener write in that said they recommend it.
They did another one did?
Yeah.
Besides me?
Yeah, 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 yeah. And so
that's exciting.
I think we'll have to watch it this week and see how
I'm glad someone one, listened to the episode.
Right.
And two, like the show. I gotta
We have that. Several listeners. We have stats now.
we have stats.
Yeah. I know.
Look at us.
I know.
We're just really taking off.
We're up in the triple digits.
Wow.
I know. It's
we
crazy.
We are something.
We are something.
We are something.
We are something. We are something. We're something.
That should be our tagline. We are something.
We finished watching that octopus show.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's all like this government conspiracy and these eight different hands of the octopus, and they all go back to different higher ups that are involved in a big conspiracy. But I really feel like... Once again, there was no resolution.
Oh.
Like, it's this big story, and you're like, so, is it true? Did he kill himself, or did they murder him? And they're like, we don't know.
Yeah, I hate that.
It drives me crazy. I've watched, like, three shows lately that were like that, and I'm like, what? If I knew there was no resolution, I wouldn't watch.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't want resolution, I'll watch a bird cam, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously.
Yeah.
If I want a story that doesn't have an ending, I will...
Watch something cute.
Look out the window.
Yeah.
I mean...
They should say that right away. Spoiler alert. There is no...
Yeah. You're not going to know any more in the end than you did in the beginning.
Yes.
Except shit's fucked.
Yeah. All it's going to do is make you wonder more.
Yeah.
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 Which is fine. There's people that do want to wonder more and ponder this more.
Yeah.
Let them do that.
Yep. Pasha and I are on the PlayStation 5, though. We're very addicted to a game called Power Wash Simulator.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we talked about that before, but you just power wash objects and you have to get them real clean. And she has gone through the entire game. I am way behind.
I was going to say, which one of you is better?
She is, definitely. It takes her like 1 second to figure out like all the tricks of like you can turn the nozzle and you can add soap and you can... get a better pressure washer and stuff. And I'm just like,
Do you think she's kind of a savant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know that she realizes she's as smart as she is.
She's kind of a Rain Man. Go drop some toothpicks on the floor and see what happens.
It was 527. Drive slow in the driveway. She's very smart.
Yeah.
She's very smart. Yeah. She has a lot of talents. But anyways, that's what we get up to. Like, I generally go to bed a lot earlier than Pasha does because I wake up super early for my job.
Yeah.
And so I'll go to bed, and if I get up and go to the bathroom like I do like an old lady, I'll look over and she'll be power washing. She likes
power wash. Power wash.
Fake power washing.
That should be her name. Power wash pasta. I can't even say
it. Power wash. Or if she started a real power wash business, it could be called Pasha's Power Washing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She should get a jersey, though, that says power wash on the back. That should be her nickname.
Pasha's Power Wash.
Yeah.
Pasha washing power.
It's just power.
I mean, power washing Pasha.
How about power house power wash?
Pasha. Where's Pasha?
It doesn't have to be in there. Powerhouse Power Wash.
That's a good name,
it
too.
It sounds like
Powerhouse
like,
Power Wash.
Yeah.
With no sleeves.
Yeah.
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 I like it.
Because she needs to move.
Right. And
she
it's
needs to
power.
Move.
It's a powerhouse.
Powerhouse.
You
yeah.
can't be a powerhouse with sleeves.
No.
No.
She's going to get out there and just get to it.
Get it,
look
girl.
Out. Yeah,
girl.
Get it,
get those dirt off the
earth. Yeah. Then you can just be out there like. Saying those with like, get it, Pasha. You just get that. Oh, yeah, get it so clean, Pasha.
Really?
And then she'll work harder, I bet, if you're just like.
All I have to do is show her my boobs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, lift up your shirt and just be like, get it, Pasha.
And then she'll be like, yeah. Job
Pasha,
complete.
Just think about getting these clean. Yep. Come on, baby.
Do not power wash my boobs. Don't you think that would hurt?
No. But this, she's going to be imagining she's cleaning your boobs while she's power washing.
That's fair. She probably does anyway.
Her job, yeah.
Yeah.
She'd be like, get it clean, girl.
I like this episode because Pasha's not here, but we've never talked more about Pasha on an episode.
Yeah, but we need to because we
it's
need
wonderful.
To. It's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. We're only singing her praises.
Absence and makes I don't the think, heart grow fonder.
You know what? My heart is so full of fond right now. I wish it was full of
I'm
fondue.
I'm up to put the top of my head in fond.
I have enough fond for the whole community.
I hope that our sponsor today is fond.
Oh, I don't know who they are. I got to look it up. Oh. We have to write more commercials.
Okay.
Yeah, or get real sponsors.
All right, who wants to sponsor us? Write to us at
biglabspod@gmail.com.
And tell us you want to sponsor us.
Check the email.
I'm going to check it.
Is there anyone?
Do we have an email? Oh, jeez. I didn't check my phone.
Oh, God. What happened? Did you get messages from pen pals?
Pen pals and one of our friends that I said I would play with this week.
Oh. Your bestie? Who went away to boarding school and came back?
No.
Okay.
One of our friends from Drag Bingo. No. Oh. Nobody's sponsoring us yet.
Okay. Well, we tried.
Yep.
Maybe by season two.
Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate that. What did you watch?
I don't know that I watched anything. I watched...
That's not like you.
American Idol. That's because I took on two more pen pals this week. I sound like... What?
Quit banging your shit
on
the table.
I'm sorry.
It's so loud.
My roommate says that I should have an onboarding orientation process for bringing my pen pals
on. My God, that's really funny. You could do like a whole Google survey. Like,
I should.
Yeah, you totally
I
could.
I should.
You could weed them out like that.
Yeah, and then I had another one today.
Every question would be like, is this going to turn sexual?
Well, we know it is.
Yeah.
I've learned now that it's going to.
It
even
always
one
does.
Today was like, yeah, I really want to chat with you, but I have family here. Can we get at it this week? All right, so I know where this is going. I definitely know where this is going.
Can we get at it this week?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just the words alone.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly. It's you can't talk when family's here. Okay, I know what's happening.
Right. He's not beating around the bush. Yeah.
And is it your family? Like, do you have a wife and kids?
Of course.
Or is it like you just have family in town? I guess we find out later this week when we get at it.
Tune in.
Yeah,
stay tuned for Julie's Pen Pal Saga. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm dumb or be dumb.
You're listening to Julie's Pen Pal Saga.
We should get a drop made for Dom or Be Dommed.
Yes,
God, that's so funny.
Dom or Be Dommed.
Do you have what it takes to dom or are you going to be dommed? Stay tuned for the next episode of Dom or Be Dommed.
I love it so much.
I can't wait till that show becomes a reality.
I know.
I will watch it.
I
so
will
most of America.
I know, because it's an amazing idea.
I agree with you. How do you pitch these to someone?
They better be listening and call in, but there's got to be a show.
Like a Netflix executive is going to listen to our podcast?
Well, one of my new pen pals was really big into the BDSM community for like 2 decades.
Yeah.
So I think.
But they're not going to get you a show.
But they might have some connections because he is big into it. And
oh, for contestants and stuff.
But I mean, he knows the ins and outs of it is what I'm saying.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. Very much pun intended.
Okay, enjoyable.
Pun intended, in and out and in and out and in and out.
And again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yep.
All right. So, well, maybe he can hook you up with a show.
I know.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
How are you involved in the show? Are you just the executive producer? Are you contestant?
I'm going to just produce and direct.
Are you going to commentate?
Yeah, I should probably commentate because I think it'd be fun.
What was that show where it was like a Japanese show where they did these physical obstacles and they would get like bonked in the face with a ball and they'd try to get over a wall that was slippery and
like Wipeout that they have here too?
Yeah, but it was before that and they dubbed over it in English and they had like two color commentators that would say, "Oh goodness, Tracy from accounting has really slipped up on this one," you know?
I don't know that one.
What was that freaking show?
But I think it would be fun to be a commentator on stuff like that.
I think it would too. I would do that. I always thought about making this show, which I think would be hilarious, is you just put up like a wrestling ring. You know, like a old school, what do you call that kind of wrestling? Where it's not, you know, the fake stuff.
Is this
wrestling?
Yeah.
Okay. So you do put a ring up for wrestling and then you have two puppies in there and then color commentating. You know, like, oh my goodness, he's on his back again. Look at him, grab him in his. Yeah.
So lovable puppies that sound like a pit bull.
No.
I was really, with your pity party shirt,
It is not like, a dog fight. It's like this fake is backyard wrestling. All right. No one even's going to hit each other with a chair.
I was like, this turned real dark, real fast.
There is no blood, there's no guts, there's no gore. It's innocent. Puppies wrestling.
All right. That sounds adorable.
There's no dog fighting whatsoever.
So it's kind of like...
But you're color commentating as if it's the most intense thing you've ever seen.
So it's like a version of puppy ball scaled down to two.
Yes.
With
yes.
funny, way funnier commentation.
Yes. Okay. And a wrestling ring, not a Super Bowl ring.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Would you watch that?
I would watch it, yes. And I would commentate on it.
Yeah, I think that would be fun to commentate on.
Yeah, because I'm always...
You wear a headset like this, and you just, talk about what the puppies are doing.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, my goodness. Scooter took a pee break and has left the ring and cannot handle the intensity of Buster. Whatever it is.
I like it.
Okay.
We got so many ideas.
We have so many good ideas.
How come people are not?
How are we not rich yet?
I know.
That's what I don't understand.
I don't get it either.
You know, someone's going to nick these ideas, become rich, and we'll never see a penny. We won't even know they shot it, and then we can't sue them.
We trademarked it. Trademark it.
If you just say it, is it done? Is it so?
Ask legal.
Let's conduct. You know who our legal team is?
Yeah.
Johnny Cochran?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Robert Kardashian.
Yep.
Both dead.
Yep.
Okay. They're the only ones we could afford.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can get Kim K because she's a junior lawyer.
Is she?
I thought she was going to law school.
I don't pay attention to any of that stuff.
I don't really either.
Do you ever watch The Kardashians, the show?
I watched it for like one season, but they're so mean to each other. I can't. Yeah. Like, my goal in life is to create an internet browser that deletes anything Kardashian-Jenner related. Like, if it just... Sweeps.
Why is that not that's a brilliant idea
don't you think
as
that'd
well?
Be an amazing idea if we could just like sweep everything related to them off an internet browser.
Yes, just eliminate them.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's what I would like to see happen.
I like that. What's the browser called?
I haven't thought about that. I just daydream about just
Kardash or be Kardashed. You can toggle Kardashian on or off in your search results.
Yeah, I just want them gone from anything I see.
I understand.
Can't do it.
I understand. I have never been able to even start doing it.
No,
I can't even. It's just like we went to this karaoke the other night, and there was this woman there that was sort of like... one of those girls that knows she's hot and knows she has the body and just so stupid, just dancing around and trying to attack the craziest attention you've ever seen. And I'm just like, why? And that's just sort of what it seems like to me.
Yeah.
Like, use your noggin. Put your
boobs
away.
Those are the ones, it's like, I mean, do you, like, in the long, do you really find them attractive? It's the ones that don't know they're attractive that you really... attracted. I mean, you know,
sure.
Yeah,
sure. Well, I think also there's First of all, I'm not a man, and so I can see where their caveman brain would be like, hey, hey, boobs wiggling, yeah. Like it lot.
You want to touch, want to touch. Yeah. Yes. Come to Papa.
Yes. And I think we're more intelligent than that, and yeah. that's not what I'm attracted to. I'm attracted to humor and fun and kindness and those kinds of things. Yeah. So I think that makes it easier to be like, come on, lady, put your boobs down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just
something, though. But it was she had this perfect boyfriend for her because he was just like dude with like shirt unbuttoned halfway and just like smarmy, like loving her jiggling on the dance floor. And, you know, it was something
insufferable to hang around. Were they with
other
people?
What I'm saying. I'm like, I can't even look at her. I don't want to be friends with her at all.
Or him, like, who wants to
like, if somebody put a gun to my head and was like, you need to make friends here, I'd be like, I'm going to go that way.
Yeah.
The other way. Yeah.
Option two,
I'm
going to
start at that table.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the uggos sitting in the back.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But you're like, what would I find in common with this person? Like, what?
I don't know that I could find much common ground.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that we both have labias. Yeah.
And even that.
But so even
she wouldn't even know what that was. She'd be like, what?
She wouldn't know the anatomy of it. She'd be like, my pussy's wet. I don't know. But I tried to, when I sang a song at karaoke, I still had my swimming suit on from our party we went to. And so I took my t-shirt and put it above my head and I tried to do how she sang the song and do a lot of jiggling and just for fun.
That is amazing.
Yeah, the crowd got really into it.
Did they really?
Yeah, they really did.
But can you say what song she sang, or do you not want to out her?
She sang some sort of 80s ballad, sort of, I'm not sure what song it was, but it was a real catchy kind of song, and some of the dudes were like, you know, and some were not paying any attention at all. But she wasn't particularly great or terrible, you know?
Yeah.
Just average. Something, isn't it?
Those hotties. Damn, we hate them. Damn, we hate the hotties.
They're not hard to hate, though. I don't hate her. I don't hate her. I just don't want to be her friend.
Yeah.
I don't think I hate anyone. Probably.
I think you do.
Do you hate people?
There's like two people I hate, yeah.
Are they right here in town? No, I'm curious.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they related to you?
No.
Okay. Do I know them?
No.
All right, fine. I'm not going to dig any deeper.
No, you wouldn't know. You would not know them.
All right. Did they wrong you?
You know the one story that I told you at the cabin when I said, hey, what's up, fuckface?
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a great story, by the way.
That
great
guy.
Story. Yep. You know, if you were on Dom or be Dommed, you would have been Dom. On that
show. On that one,
yeah. If that was an episode.
Yeah. And that story, I did not want to get out, but it kind of filtered around that environment. And then I started getting messages saying, you're my hero. And I really tried to keep it low key.
It's such a great story, but I don't want to out it either. Like,
it wasn't meant to be. It was just meant to be a.
It's something that you can feel good about for the rest of your life, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's
look
that's
back on fondly.
Yes, that's how I meant.
We all have moments like
to
that.
To be was just like, nope, this needs to be said for everyone, but I just want it to be a private moment. And
it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's perfect. It was a perfect moment.
Yes.
Yes.
But then when it filtered back, then I was like, oh, dang, I hope I didn't create a situation. But
yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
Let's try to be more vague about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a place. There was a person.
In time.
You said, what's up, fuckface?
Long time ago.
There it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
It happened.
I think it's brilliant.
He needed to hear it.
Sometimes people need to hear that.
Mm-hmm. So that was one.
I'm proud of
you. The other person will get sometime too.
Yeah. Good. Let me know off air. Tell me the whole
story.
And then
we'll come back on air.
And tell another vague, vague, vague story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That relates to no one that's listening.
People are like, what? What? What are you even talking about?
Just know
it doesn't matter.
If I don't say it to you, then I don't hate you.
There you go.
And everyone else, be on your toes. Just be ready.
Yep, for her to say, what's up, fuckface.
Yes.
Yeah. You know this episode's going to be called, what's up, fuckface.
Yes.
Now I got to write that down just so I don't forget.
Oh, God, that's so funny.
It is funny. All right. So We have a couple of shows coming up. That'll be fun.
Yeah. You and I are working together.
Are we going to ride together or
the
meet
dream
up?
Team.
Meet up. Which one?
Probably meet up because meet I think up? My roommate will probably go.
Also, I like to smoke in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't want to get you like, all smoky.
And I'm already losing my voice, so I think that'll be...
Yeah.
Make it worse.
We don't want that.
No.
Good thing there's amplification systems.
Yes.
And I appreciate those.
Do we have an MC?
No, you are.
Okay.
It's just you and me.
Okay.
Yeah. Both times.
Cool.
Okay. You're going up cold. You can walk up and be like, what's up, fuckface?
No, I'm not going to say that.
See how I tried to bring so it back around, though?
Yeah, that was a good callback. Thank hashtag
you.
Callback.
Thank you. Oh, yes. Let's do it.
It'll be so much fun.
Yeah. Well, exciting. I think we have a lot of fun stuff planned. I'm really enjoying podcasting, and let's do it again.
Yeah, but maybe Pasha will come back from her...
maternity leave?
Yeah.
Now it's the maternity leave. I don't know why. Okay. Are you ready?
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Wait, this was last week. That was last week.
Yeah, we don't want to double up.
Let's do this one.
Humongous hot dogs. Try our family pack. It's actually just one hot dog because they're super big, like really large. Humongous hot dogs.
I think that any humongous food item would be fun to chomp on. Like, can you imagine a giant chicken nugget?
Can you remember last time when you choked on that giant hot dog?
No.
Yeah, remember you were like, I'm going to take this down in one bite, and then you choked on it?
You're fucking with me again. You're trying to dom me. I will not be dommed.
Oh, you will be dommed. I'm so good at domming.
Don't fuck with me like that. I know now when you're fucking with me. I
Maggie,
can pick on it, but right now.
Eat the humongous hot dog.
I will in one fell swoop.
Eat it, Maggie.
What would be your favorite gigantic food item?
Eat it. Maggie, eat it.
Okay. I will.
What would be
I'm
my
game?
Well, I don't know. What
like
would
something
be?
To, wouldn't it be fun to have like an enormous chocolate chip cookie? Or
yeah, it'd have to be, for me, it'd have to be something sweet.
Yeah. Well, what's your favorite like tiny sweet treat?
And then magnify it.
That's all I'm saying. I think it's fun to think about.
Maybe like some kind of pie.
Pie's pretty big. How about a mini pie? And then make it big.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Make it regular size pie. Okay.
Well, you can make a pie and then make it bigger. We're just taking anything and making it bigger.
Yeah, but how big can a pie really be? Where
I don't
it's
know.
Cooked evenly.
If
and
we had
still
a researcher here, she would look it up and
that's
look up.
True. That's true. Well, I'm thinking like a junior mint. Like, would you love to eat a giant junior mint?
No, probably not.
That you have to like cut into with a knife and a fork.
I think I told this story before, but when we were little, we went to my dad's cousin's house, and they lived in, I won't say, they lived in a southern suburb, and they were super, well, I always thought they were super fancy, because I was in Richfield, and they
you
lived in.
You did tell the story.
Yeah. And for dessert, they served a giant Snickers.
Snickers, a family size.
It was like an episode of Seinfeld.
I love that
so
much.
That they sliced, and I was like, dude, I eat these for, like, as a binge eater, I literally eat these for breakfast like, on my own.
We have to figure out how to get the family size Snickers into Dom or Be Dom.
Okay.
Like, the challenge today is Dom with a family size Snickers. Yeah.
So what would you eat, though?
That's tiny that we make giant?
Yeah.
Fucking anything. I want a giant chicken nugget for some reason. A huge chicken nugget.
All right.
Fine. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, if someone wants to email us, what do they do?
They send an email to biglabspod@gmail.com.
And then if someone wants to follow you on stuff, what do they do?
I am the Baniac on most all social media.
And what if someone wants to follow me on stuff?
It's Extreme Maggie on social media.
And what if someone wants to follow Sick Girl?
They go to TikTok and it's Kamami_I.
KAMAM_I.
Yes.
Yeah. So people can reach out and get a hold of us.
And
if
they should
to.
Be.
Yeah, they should be.
Yes.
They should be.
I will
and
make
they're
time
not.
In my pen pal schedule to get back to people.
I won't, but I would love to see it anyway. Read it and move on.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how I roll. Okay, well, join us next week when we have a huge bombshell to drop. Huge.
Huge.
It's a cliffhanger.
I can't wait. Dun, dun, dun.
We got to think of a bombshell. We got to think of a cliffhanger.
Labia energy.
She's already checked out. It's just me. Bye.
Bye.